12-year-old Mackenzie Ashkettle is not well.
She's been diagnosed with about 15 different things. Asperger's, bipolar with psychotic features, pervasive developmental disorder. Most recently, she was diagnosed with schizoaffective with paranoid features, ADHD, ODD, EH.
Her mother, Amber Becker, began her search for answers over 6 years ago.
She's been kicked out of so many facilities, and everybody blames it on the other thing. Mental health says it's autism. Autism says it's mental health. And then they say it's medical. Medical says it's mental health. So nobody wants to, like, take responsibility.
Becker met with me at her small clothing store on Main Street, downtown Mooresville.
Hi.
She flips through piles of folders and documents. Mental health care diagnosis and treatment are not standardized. There's no set map to care. Without this, some children struggle. Becker says she's seen this firsthand.
Keep them for a couple days, send them home, say that they're ready for discharge, but they're on so much medication that once the medicine starts to wear off and everything, then you're right back to square one.
3 years ago, when Mackenzie was 9, Becker decided she needed to try something else.
When the cops came in, they had to physically restrain her. She was picking up stuff from the floor, like bobby pins, trying to stab them. She was spitting on them. She was kicking them.
Mackenzie was admitted to the hospital, and Becker contacted the Department of Child Services. They said it wasn't an immediate emergency, and they could only open a case. The counselor failed to tell her about a new initiative to help children in need of mental health services. Becker didn't know it, but the Children's Mental Health Initiative, or CMHI, was started 1 year earlier. Every county has an access site that can help families navigate funding, finances, and treatment systems. Service manager with the Department of Child Services, Katie Connell, says the initiative has been able to aid around 800 children in the past few years.
There wasn't an easy avenue to get to those mental health and or behavioral health services without joining in and going into a system. Our program really is using our funding. We're flexible. We're trying to blend it and braid it and really decrease some of those gaps.
Because she didn't know about the program, Becker sued the state for assistance. That's when she was informed about the CMHI, and DCS agreed to pay for residential treatment. Riley Hospital for Children at Indiana University Health's Dr. Leslie Holvershorn says many still struggle to find continuity of care. She says when it comes to mental health, people can't expect the same options as with other illnesses like cancer.
I think one could argue that we should have way more research, way more treatment availability for mental health than we do for cancer, but in fact, it's very much the reverse.
Holvershorn says shortages on every level, from federal funding to hospital prioritization, make it difficult. Mental health is a money loser.
So a hospital system has to say, you know what, we're going to have a child inpatient psychiatric unit, or we're going to have an outpatient clinic, even though it's going to lose us money because we know it's important. And in fact, these disorders are more lethal. So the number two leading cause of death in the United States of adolescents is suicide.
Back in her clothing store in Mooresville, Becker is flipping through years of paperwork and says they're still lacking answers. One doctor points to abnormal genetic testing, another to unexplainable brain mapping. In one case, a doctor flatly told her that her daughter would never lead a normal life.
I just don't know. I just refuse to look at it, though, that she's never going to get married and never hold a job. And he told me that if we were wealthy, we could get her the services that she needs.
The court case to provide funding for her daughter's care is still open. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Jill Sheridan in Indianapolis.